Brachas HaShachar. I think we've mentioned before, but in terms of the brachos in the morning, that one of the things that we see through the brachos is that a Jew is not meant to take anything for granted, not even in the slightest. And originally, when Brachas HaShachar was said, it says in the Gemara in Brachos, Samacham and Beis, that at the time of the Gemara, they would make the brachos as they did each thing, as they woke up and as they got dressed. The Gemara goes through a list of most of them. It says that right when you would open up your eyes, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you back your neshama, you say Elokai neshama. Right when you heard the rooster, you would say Nozen Lesach Vivina. You would touch your eyes to open them, you'd say Pokeach Ivrim. You would start to move your limbs and sit up, so your body that was like entrapped in some kind of way, not moving, so now it's Matir Asurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed for you those that were imprisoned, your limbs. You put on your clothes, say Mal Bisharumim. You stand up, so you say Zokit Kufufim. You feel the ground underneath you, the Gemara says, you say Roka Aretz Al Hamayim. You take one step, you say Hamechin Mitzadei Gavra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares your footsteps. We're going to go through each one of these. You put on your shoes and you tie them, you say She'asa Likol Tzarach. You put on your belt, Oza Yisrael B'Gvura, and you cover your head, Ota Yisrael B'Tifara. So you literally see that one of the ideas behind the Brachas HaShachar is that every little move you make for the first time that day, you can't not appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you be able to do that. It was just because most of the world, 99.9% of the world, is able to do that thing that you're doing. Don't take it for granted and just assume that, oh no, that's just nature and it just happens to be that way. That no, each time that you get it, it's a present and it didn't have to be that way. And you have to appreciate it, and you have to say thank you. And you can't just say thank you in general, thank you for everything, Hashem, Asali Kotarki. No, you have to get into more detail to recognize that every little aspect of it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara Menachos and the Gemara Yerushalmi adds three more brachos, and that's what you're going to ask, Sally. Shalom Asani Goy, Shalom Asani Aved, and Shalom Asani Isha. But they don't tell you where to place them. It's just three more brachos that you need to make every day. So the Sfarim, I think, put them at the end of the list. And that's in terms of the Gemara, because the Gemara tells us about those brachos later on. But the Ashkenazim, we put it right after Asher Natan Lasech Vivina, before we do all the other ones. And I think that the idea behind that is because starting from Pokeach Ivrim, it's something that's very individual, focused on you and what you just did. Thanking Hashem for opening my eyes, for giving me clothes to get dressed, getting me dressed. But in the first brachos, Hashem Natan Lasech Vivina, we're not talking about something that necessarily just happened right now, but something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of made the world in that kind of a way, and he made you in that kind of way, that you're not a guy, that you're not an Evan, not an Isha. So that's why we group it with those kind of brachos first, before we get more specific of that which we just received right now. So what's his first bracha? Asher Natan Lasech Vivina Lahabchin Ben Yom Uvein Laila. So first of all, it's important to point out that there is a pasuk in Iyov. It's a pasuk in Iyov, Perek Lamed Chet. O mi Natan Lasech Vivina. I think it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking there. Who gave Bina to the Sechvi? Mi Natan Lasech Vivina. So whatever we're going to say the Pshat and the pasuk is, that's probably what we're also going to say the Pshat and the Bracha is. And we find that often in Tfilos, that Chazal tried, actually, Nesed Adola tried when they put together Tfilah to base, if they wanted to make a point, to make it through quotes from Psukim. Because since the Psukim are written in Nevuah and Ruach, and with Ruach HaKodesh, Iyov, Perek Lamed Chet, and they're written with Ruach HaKodesh and with Nevuah, so the words are perfect, and we would rather stick with those, where there's a certain power within the words of a Pasuk, and then to put together our own words. So there's two pshatim that are, well, before anything. Some people have the girsa of Asher Natan, written in past tense, Lasech Vivina, and some people say Hanotain, Lasech Vivina. You could say whatever it is that you were taught to say, but the idea behind those two different versions is that Hanotain Lasech Vivina is written in present tense, and it's similar to the other brachos, Pokeach Ivrim, Mal Bisharumim, Matir Asurim, Zokif Kufim, they're all said in the present tense. The idea behind writing it in the past tense, Asher Natan Lasech Vivina, is that's exactly how it's written in the Pasuk, in Iyov. In the Pasuk in Iyov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mi Natan Lasech Vivina. thinking? And what is a sechvi? And what are we thinking at Kadosh Baruch Hu for over here? So most people know the pshat that a sechvi is a tarnagol, a rooster. And what we're thinking of Kadosh Baruch Hu for over here is what Tosfos and Rashi both say is the idea here, is that we're thinking of Kadosh Baruch Hu for the light that we have during the day, for the coming in of the day. But there's something special that most birds, they start to sing and make noises once there's some light now. And that's something that we could also see also, just like the birds could. But what's different about a tarnagol is that in some kind of a way, they have the sensitivity to be able to tell that light is coming, or they discern the most, you know, undiscernible measurement of light already before anybody else could discern it. They sense it coming in, and they start to, in English, cock-a-doodle-doo, in Hebrew, kukuriku, they start to do that already starting from chatzos. The rokeach and some other mefarshim, the rakanti, say that the rooster could discern chatzos laila, and that's the first time he's going to crow. And he crows at seven different times afterwards throughout the night. And they say, and that's in parallel with the pasuk, and Tehillim, Sheva Beyom Hilal Ticha, seven times a day I praise you. So there's seven different turnovers of time throughout the night, starting from Chatzos and on, that a tarnagol is able to sense, and that's when he makes his announcements. And in Perek Shira, the different Shira, the different animals sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you'll notice that the tarnagol sings seven different Shiras. And that goes well with what those different Mepharshim, the Rokeach, the Rikanti, the Abu Draham, that the tarnagol senses starting from Chatzos and on. There's something also Kabbalistic, I think, about Chatzos Laila. They say, Chatzos Laila, that's the time of singing Shira to the Shekhinah. And Midas HaDin is much more weakened at that point. And it starts when the tarnagol crows. In other words, that's what it is that chases away the Midas HaDin. And that what arouses that calling, is what I saw in the Rikanti, what arouses that calling is the Malach Gavriel. That really is the one that's announcing the coming in of Chatzos and the praising of the Shekhinah. And somehow that comes through in this world, in the tarnagol, that's the first one to sense that or make that kind of announcement. So why is it that we have to focus on that? Because obviously if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making this happen, then and the tarnagol is making a lot of noise, we're meant to take something to heart. We're meant to notice something. Oh, get ready for the morning. Don't just fall into it. Get ready for the morning. Already a chatzos, when it's starting to approach, that's when you have to start to realize, wait, I have to get ready for the morning, get ready to be over to Hashem. And we make a bracha thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for that upcoming morning and the tarnagol's ability to discern that from such an early on point. Lahavchin is, everyone can tell the difference between day and night. Lahavchin is when two things look alike and you're still able to tell the difference between the two of them. So in an early, early stage of darkness, the tarnagol is already able to be mavchin, to discern between two types of darkness, but that one of them is already approaching the morning. It used to be back in the day that they didn't have alarm clocks. People would have a rooster, and the rooster would be what would wake them up. At that famous story that you know of Rabbi Akiva, how he was traveling with the rooster and the donkey and the candle. So why was he traveling with a rooster? To wake him up in the morning. So he had the rooster there with him in the dark forest. So a rooster could tell these things even when nobody else could tell them. That's one pshat in Sechvi. That's true no matter what. But there's another pshat that's given by other Rishonim, the Rush, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, that Sechvi is lev, the heart of a person. And they explain that also the pshat in the Pasuk in Iyov, Sechvi is lev. And it's the person's ability to understand the difference between day and night. And why does the Gemara say we specifically make this bracha when you hear the tarnagol crowing, if sechvi means lev? Because since the tarnagol is also called a sechvi, so we do it together with the tarnagol, who also tells the difference between day and night, already at an earlier stage than us. That's why we place the bracha specifically then. But that the kavana that one should have, when they say, Hashem natan lesechvi vina, that control gave my lev, my heart, the vina, to understand the difference between day and night, and to get ready for the day accordingly. Sechvi, I heard that the first time we see such a word come up in the Chumash, Sari Imenu, the first name she's referred to with, the end of Parshas Noach is Yiska. Yiska. And Rashi says, Shakol Sochin Biofia, everybody looks at and contemplates on her beauty, and that she's Socha B'Ruach HaKodesh. She looks and can see with Ruach HaKodesh. So Sechvi is the ability to see, not physically see, but see like with your heart, or see, meaning sense something coming from far. So that's why a Tarnagol would be called Sechvi, that he could already sense and see from far that the light is coming. Or the lave of a person is called a Sechvi, because he could see things without necessarily seeing them, but he senses that they're coming. Okay, now the next bracha. Shalom asani goy. So why do we say these in the negative? Why do we say Sha'asani Yisrael? The Kadosh Baruch Hu made me a Yisrael. He made me a Jew. Why do we say that he didn't make me a goy? So the Bach says, because if you would have said Sha'asani Yisrael, that he wouldn't be able to make the next two brachos, Shalom asani av and Shalom asani isha, because that already would be included in the fact that he made you a Yisrael. Yisrael is a male, and Yisrael is not an eved. But we want to make more brachos. We want to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu in a more specific way. So we try to say in a way that leaves us more brachos to make. So he didn't make me a guy. He didn't make me an eved. He didn't make me an isha. That's what the Bach says. There was somebody that said the pshat, the Mari Mintz had said a pshat that, based on the Gemara, that says that it would have been better for a person, it would have been more comfortable for a person not to have been born, so you don't want to thank Hashem for making me Yisrael, because I'd rather not have been born. So that's why they want to say the negative. But the Bach knocks down that pshat, because we say, Bashever Brachos, the Bracha Yotzer HaAdam, we are thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for creating man. So therefore he says, the pshat, we want to say as many brachos as possible, so we don't want to say Sha'asani Yisrael, because then that'll be making us not able to say the next brachos. Rav Shach said a beautiful point. Rav Shach said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just makes you not a goy. You have to make yourself a Jew. You were born not a goy. But to be a Jew, you have to work. You have to get to it, bring yourself to that place. You have to work on having all the different Yigim Likarim and Amunos and to live like a Jew. So he just made you not a goy. Chafetz Chaim points out, when you wake up in the morning, you say, Shalom Asani Goy, one of the things you should have in mind is that a guy wakes up, he doesn't know what to do. There's no plan, there's no goal, there's no end in sight. There's nothing that tells him what you're supposed to do right now. He just does whatever he's in the mood for, and who says that it's good or bad? A Jew, we wake up as a Jew, and already from step one, we open our eyes, they're already guiding us. The Shulchan Aruch, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is already guiding us. What do I want you to do from step to step to step? I want you to say Moda Ani, I want you to do the Tesdaim, you have to go say these brachos, you get dressed, this is how you should get dressed. Your whole day is covered by the Shulchan Aruch. So that's part of the Kavanah, the Chafetz Chaim. We say, Shalom Asani Goy, that I know what to do. I have a Shulchan Aruch that's going to guide me through the day. The Kuzari, at the end of the Sefer Kuzari, talks about how there's five different levels in creation. There's domain, inanimate things like rocks and earth. And we'll pick up from this tomorrow. Shkoyach.